Oh, yeah. Can anybody else relate to that? That crazy, busy life. And sometimes we just need to take a moment to breathe, to refocus, to get things back in perspective. And, you know, we're finding more and more that God is using that in the lives of our listeners, using the Praise Network to help them kind of put things back into perspective. You hop in the car and everything's hectic. It's like, oh, yeah, a good reminder from God. It is Tuesday, means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Neil.
It's been a crazy, hectic time for you.
Yes.
You know, our listeners don't know a lot about you, but you are a very busy lady. Not only are you working on your degree, you're taking classes. You're the women's ministry leader at your church, and you just put on a wonderful conference with author Jennifer Dukes-Lee that we interviewed here on the station. You work full-time. You just have so many different things going on. So you can relate to what Johnny Diaz was singing about, being crazy busy and trying to find that time to focus.
Yes. Yes, that is very true. We all are very busy. But
so moving right along, since I've got a lot to do today.
It pretty much sounded like that, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I didn't really mean it like that, but no, we are all busy, not just me.
We're all going to breathe, okay?
We do.
One, two, three. Breathe. Okay, see, it's all better now.
It
now we're
going to
focus on what God is doing through the Praise Network Radio Ministry. We see ourselves as a tool. It's definitely not about us. We're not here to entertain or put on a show. We're here just to be a conduit of God's Spirit as He, you know, speaks through the songs, through the music, and reaches into listeners and meeting their needs and meeting them right where they are. So what you have a few comments you brought with you today. What do you have?
I did. I just thought it was really interesting, a lot of the comments that we do get, it's so hard to choose which ones to bring to you, but so many of them have to do with how the music or the teaching helps them in their thinking and helps them to focus. And so one of our listeners in Norwalk, she said, I listen in my car daily, and it's a great way to get my mindset where it needs to be for the day, on Christ alone.
You know, and the Bible talks about having our minds washed with the Word, you know, and just staying in the Word. There's something about that, you know. You can be in a bad mood, having a difficult day, being totally stressed out, but God can use, you know, the words in a song or a Bible verse or a message, and just as that reminder, okay, I'm God, I'm in control, I got this, you know, and to give you that focus that she talked about.
Yeah, so especially I'm just kind of picturing her probably driving to work or wherever she's going in the morning, and you know how the rush of our mornings can be. We try so hard to get things organized, but just being able to have that few minutes where she's being fed by the Word, she's being fed by a song, and then she can again maybe praise the Lord or have a prayer or just have those words hidden in her heart for the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit, some days I do come in very frazzled and just trying to get done and get in the door. As you know, I come in sometimes in my slippers and different things, just coming in to get on the air. I'm not totally ready. And yeah, so mornings can be kind of hectic, but we're all in this together, and just to encourage one another and to be able to share.
That's, exactly.
That's really cool.
And we had a listener from Lafarge who does listen in the car and at work. And she says, it keeps me focused and calm during my hectic day and reminds me that there is a greater purpose for my life.
Oh, yeah. That Johnny Diaz song we just heard, perfect for you, right? You know, it keeps you focused, keeps that calmness in your day as it just reminds you of God's word doesn't return void. Well, however it comes, His word does not return void. And we do know that in the midst of our busyness, in the midst of our chaos, that God can, like, all of a sudden, maybe gently, maybe more loudly, hit us upside the head and get our attention in so many different ways. And we're just thankful to be part of that and to help listeners get that focus and get that perspective back on the Lord. Because as you know, and as all of our listeners know, we are bombarded from every direction with so many messages, with truth, with lies, with deceit, with immorality. I mean, so many temptations and compromises. It's hard to know what truth is in our modern culture. Mm-hmm. But to be able to be that voice of truth in the midst of it all, to me, is a real privilege. And we take that very seriously.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it kind of goes along with our listener in Trempealeau. She's talking about how she does listen to it every day, whenever and wherever she can. But she says, it lifts me up and connects me to God through every song and every teaching I've listened to. Because life can be so crazy and chaotic. And like you said, we hear things everywhere, mm-hmm. whether it be the news report, a newspaper, all of the different newscasts that we can hear throughout the day. It is hard to know exactly what truth is. And that's, I think, one thing I've just really been trying in my own personal quiet time to realize, what is truth? What does God's word say is true? Whether it's about me, whether it's about the things we hear going out in the world, you know, just comparing that to what God's word says. And so with the Praise Network, they can connect. They can connect to God and his truth through the songs and through the teachings. They may not know a lot about the different artists, but because of our jobs, we can read, you know, what they are doing, the prayer that they put into their music, or why they chose a certain song, and what Bible verse, or what was going on in their own personal life that God used his verses to help them. So it's just kind of nice that we have a place where we can get truth and kind of sift everything that we hear in the world through. So
yeah, because so many of the messages that are out there are contrary to God's word. And because it's accepted by culture at large, we think, well, yeah, they got to be right. I got to be wrong. And there's such an attack on those who stand for truth, even standing for truth in love. You know, that's our motivation. But, you know, we want to strengthen people to be able to stand for the Lord and to stand for truth.
One of the quotes I love from author Ann Voskamp is, she says, you are what your inputs are. And so what if you're being filled with what the world says, then that's what you are going to become. And so it's kind of nice that where we're at here in Praise Network, you know, your input's good. It's God's word.
This is good input. You know, not that we're perfect, but we know that God is, and God working through it is. And the cool thing is to think that, you know, this little station from our studios here in Sparta, you know, are reaching in so many different areas. You know, people at work, people who are struggling with so many different things. Just to think that this signal God is using, and it's being sent out into homes, into cars, into prisons, and all over, being able to minister to people. I love it. The beauty of radio.
And speaking of that, we have talked before about Randall. He is a longtime listener from the New Lisbon Correctional Institute. So hi, Randall.
Hey, Randall, and all you guys at New Lisbon Correctional Institute. So glad that you're listening.
He recently sent us a letter, and he said, being ministered to by the praise teachers and the variety of music praise offers is like being educated at a Christian university.
You know, and we do hear that a lot, that God uses the teaching to equip. Oftentimes, people will start listening to the ministry because they hear a song they like. And, you know, they're not so much into the teaching sometimes to start out with. But as they listen more, I think God puts that hunger for his word in there. And that's why we try to keep that balance between the music that will encourage and inspire people and the teaching that will really equip people. And, you know, prayerfully, that is what God is doing, is not only encouraging and inspiring, but also equipping people. So glad that you guys are there. The university, how did you phrase that?
They're being educated at a Christian university.
Well, there you go. The Praise Network University, unofficially, folks. Okay. But so glad that God is using this ministry in that way. That is just so cool to have that connection. And also, I want you to know that Randall and the guys at the correctional facility, they are a huge encouragement to us as they write. And we don't always have time to respond in kind. I know you're able to correspond a lot with them, but to know that you know, that means a lot to us to know that you guys are praying for this ministry and for all of us here on the Praise Network team. That means so much to me because we are in a battle. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a spiritual battle and the battle's heating up. And God is, I think, cleansing and purifying and strengthening his church and his ministries. And that's not always an easy process. So we do appreciate all of your prayers as we continue to strive to faithfully serve the Lord and to share the truth of his word through the songs and through the messages.
Yes.
Well, Kelly, do we want to tell our listeners about our new neighbor here at the Praise Network Studios?
I think we should.
Okay, first of all, a little background. I don't know if you all remember, if you followed us on Facebook for any length of time, we were on our way to Life Fest a few years ago, and I saw this cow statue that I really loved. I had this thing for cows. I love cows. So all of you dairy farmers, hey, love you. I appreciate you. I would never want to get up at 4 o'clock every morning to do that, but I do appreciate you. So anyhow, I took a day off, last week, I think, and came back the next day, and there to greet me early in the morning was our very own neighboring cow statue.
Yes.
Or cow, what is that what you would call it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cow. It's out there in the yard, and I could see it from the studio here, so I think that's a gift from God. I mean, I could look out there and it makes me smile every time I look out and see the cow. So anyhow, so if you ever are coming to the studios, perhaps to pick up some tickets to see Christian comedian John Crist, which will be 1 week from tonight. Isn't that amazing? So if you are coming to see John Crist and you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can stop by our studios. Check out the cow next door and stop and get your tickets during business hours. You can also get them, of course, online at itickets.com. And they can also give you a call, Kelly.
They can take the
donation over the phone.
I sure can. I can take a credit card over the phone if they want, or just if they want to pick them up that night and pay for them and have us hold them for will call. That's perfect, too. We've had a number do that as well.
Great. And to do that, all you need to do is give Kelly a call at 855-MY-PRAYS. That's 855-MY-PRAYZ, which for all of you who are like me, alphabetically challenged, I kind of hate to look for all the letters on the keypad. It is 855-697-7299. So give Kelly a call. Make your donation for the tickets and or get them online or stop by our studios and meet the cow. Anyway, whatever you do, get your tickets and plan on joining us for just a great night. We are so looking forward to it. Come at 6 o'clock. We'll have some refreshments, right?
Yes, yeah. We will.
I'm not even sure what they are.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Surprise refreshments and just a meet and greet time like at our church, which is, I love the preaching and I love the music and I also love our meet and greets because such a friendly church family. And hopefully we'll be able to do that with you, meet a lot of new listeners. And then the show with Christian comedian John Crist will start at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Again, you can find out more about that if you missed it on our website at praisenetwork.com. Anything else you have for us?
I can't think of anything.
That was it. This is all we talked about, right? Am I forgetting something? I got that ADD thing going on that Jamie Grace talks about. Okay, so because I am being easily distracted right now, let's go out with that song by Jamie Grace. Here she is, When I'm With You.